Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host. Yeah. So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink. Do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go. Hey.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah. Yeah, live from Minneapolis in St. Paul.
Monstrous Radio.
It is what it is. Monstrous Radio Live, Friday Night Live. You know how we do it every Friday night. Get y'all ready for the weekend. We got a lot of bullshit for y'all. I'm just going to keep it 100. I'm not in the mood to sugarcoat this bullshit for y'all. Hell no, I'm going to bust one of y'all because I see the white meat. It is what it is. It's a whole different night tonight. It is what it is. Let's go on over here before I get my 30 days. Go over here and say what's up to Miss Unbelievable. How you doing tonight, mommy? Hopefully you can hold it down.
Cause, you know,
I'm not in the mood. I'm on my man period. I'm just saying I'm on my man period.
Well, I'm about to stir the period up. I'm just going to say this one time. You are not the hottest host in the world. That would be me, Miss Unbelievable. I'm just going to say that. We're going to switch that up, y'all, because the co-host is definitely much hotter than the host. I'm just saying. But anyway, she's doing good. Besides this bipolar weather.
See, I thought I had a friend. That's that bullshit right there I'll be talking about. I just knew I had a friend, but hell no. You come in on that bullshit. It's Friday Night Live, as y'all can tell, we're a little lit over here already. We hopefully won't make y'all witness to nothing. But it is what it is. We're about to get it in. I got some hot new music for you guys. I got some independent artists. We got some fashion tips. A lot of stuff for y'all coming up. Just stick with us. Smack with us. Monstrous Radio Live. Let's see. Who I got up first? I got Prince up first. Not that Prince. It's a whole different Prince.
You had me about to get happy up in here. I was like, who's doing Prince? What? Okay, Prince Newman. Hey, Prince Newman. Hey, hey, boo. Hey. Okay.
Right. So, he got E-40 with him. I wonder if Prince would have actually did a song with E-40, how that would have came out. That's a whole different Sprinkle Me, Baby. Sprinkle Me, Baby.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is. Prince Newman, E-40, do it for free. Friday Night Live.
She ain't gonna do it for free.
Hit us up, 424-243-9649. Press 1.
She ain't gonna do it for free. 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 Hit the club like I'm Doug and Skeeter. Patty want the pork chop, had to feed her. Dollars, racks, bands, Benjis, Rari's, Blacks, Lambs, and Bentleys. Said she loved the tasty treat. Captain Egg, and she takes the knee. Mouthpiece is a money machine. Bad bitch, only coming for cream. No change in the game is irrelevant. In the ring, tag team with the Bella Twins. Pockets looking hella thin, wallets like an elephant. Stay out of our element, why we always telling them? She ain't gonna do it for free. 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 She wanna play with a couple dollars. Play with a couple dollars. She wanna play with a couple dollars. Play with a couple dollars. She ain't gonna do it for free. She ain't gonna do it for free. She ain't gonna do it for free. She ain't gonna do it for free.
She fucking around. Got hydraulics in her trunk, bouncing up and down. I'm trying to hit it over the fence. You oughta see her switch. She walk with confidence. Short hair, thick hips, big tits. Lululemon yoga pants. You can see her pussy lips. Twerk that pile. Girl, you cow. Bananas. Aki
ball, Zumba fanatic, workout addict, gotta keep that shape, protein shake in the cabinet. Damn right, what you thought? I'm liking what I'm looking at, even if they balk.
She ain't gonna do it for free, she ain't gonna do it for free. She ain't gonna do it for free, she ain't gonna do it for free. She wanna play her with a couple dollars, play her with a couple dollars. She wanna play her with a couple dollars, play her with a couple dollars. She ain't gonna do it for free, she ain't gonna do it for free. She ain't gonna do it for free, she ain't gonna do it for free. Ay, mamma mia, body more bomb than North Korea. Two bad twins, Tamara and Tia. And I'm dipped in cheese like the Cheetos cheetah. Yeah, does this look like a charity? Tucking all night, what you paying up for therapy? Got a red bone bitch and a Cherokee. And they fuck me like they both wanna marry me. Only man that you dance for is Benjamin. Both know this ain't a club for the gentlemen. Make you think you got the funniest jokes till she takes all your money and ghosts. Ho,
she ain't gonna do it for free. She ain't gonna do it for free. She ain't gonna do it for free. She ain't gonna do it for free.
She wanna play her with a couple dollars. Play her with a couple dollars. She wanna play her with a couple dollars. Play her with a couple dollars.
She ain't gonna do it for free. She ain't gonna do it for free. She ain't gonna do it for free. She ain't gonna do it for free.
Friday Night Live, new music. Yeah. This one ain't so new, but we help break this one right here. Keeping that West Coast mannerism going for right now until we switch it up. This is Wale. It's called Still Up. If you still up.
My man.
Yeah.
It's Young Wale from Line from that Shine Gang. Let's get it. Fuck with me. Yeah. Squad. Girl. Oh, you.
Yeah, this
wonder
one goes down
to
the
front car. Where
my
phone's at? So much. Yeah.
Squad.
The crew still up. The job will get done. I don't do too much. All of my niggas doing too much. All of my brothers doing too much. Jewelry ain't nothing. Recording too much. Keep it 100. Doing too much. Doing too much. Doing too much. Doing too much, jewelry ain't much, going too much, keep it warm, doing too much.
You know it takes me to love ya, to hate ya, but you know that hating shit out of my nature, so I might leave you alone. Don't try to act like I never know.
I said, first off, fuck 12, yeah. I said, first off, fuck 12, yeah.
Yeah. Ain't it crazy, mama? I put in work just to have these niggas hate me, mama. I show them niggas the light, for them niggas for life. I'm just worried about my family and my baby mama.
Yeah.
Let's make a daughter, Mercedes got her. Yeah. My baby pop out, a German scatter. Yeah. Don't worry about what you heard about it. It's funny, I'm in the Hall of Fame, but I slang game from Jersey down. I'm not perfect, never said I was. Nowadays I got girls trying to set me up, and the fiends still hear me on my cellular. All you niggas do too much, y'all niggas regular. Tell them motherfucking niggas that it's my year. Tell them motherfucking bitches that it's y'all, yeah. Tell them motherfucking world that it's our year. While I'm moonlighting, oh yeah. Your favorite rapper and your pallbearer, yeah. Never wish death on him. I told him, give me a second and let my success on him, yeah. Squad, girl. Who you love? You wonder where I'm from. I done told so much, yeah. Squad, yeah. The crew still up. The job will get done. I don't do too much. All of my niggas doing too much. All of my brothers doing too much. Jewelry ain't nothing. Recording too much.
keep it 100. Doing too much. Jewelry ain't much. Gold is too much. Keep it 100. Doing too much.
You know it takes me to love ya, to hate ya. But you know that hating shit out of my nature. So I might leave.
I said, first off, fuck 12, yeah. I said, first off, fuck 12, yeah.
Look. Hey, newsflash, can somebody please check the news and let us know? We got like a couple more breathers to play. Did I just hear correct? Did we just start bombing Syria? Doesn't that put us in a bad position with the Russians? Oh, Lord. We're going to keep going with this music. I got some political music I can play, but I'm not going to do it right now. We're going to keep it moving Friday Night Live. Whoa. We got to get to the bottom of this. 424-243-9649. I got this and one more to play. Then we're going to open up the line. Be a hood representative, hood reporter, whatever you got to be. Let me know what's going on. I need to get out of
the house. Party all night till the sun comes up. And if you need a drink, I'ma throw another one. Baby, all night we gon' get fogged up. There's some girls in this club that wanna have fun. It's gonna be a long night. There's some girls in this club that wanna have fun. We gon' be going all night. Baby, do whatever feels right. And oh, in case you didn't know, you're the one I want. Baby, you stole the show. Oh, in case you didn't know, you ain't going home. The good girls, girls, cause the good girls, girls. Good girls just wanna have fun. Party all night till the sun comes up. And if you need a drink, I'ma throw another one. Maybe all night we gon' get fogged up. I just wanna get next to somebody. Yeah, and she just wanna get next to somebody. I just wanna get next to somebody. And she just wanna get next to somebody. There's some girls in this club that wanna have fun, even if it's only one night. And girl, you know we just might one time. There's some girls in this club that wanna have fun. Yeah, the pleasure's gonna be all mine. And we ain't gonna waste time, no. Oh, in case you didn't know, you're the one I want. Baby, you stole the show. And oh, in case you didn't know, you ain't going home. Cause the good girls, girls, cause the good girls, girls.
I won't need all night, all night, all night. I'm high up in love, no flight, no flight. When we break up, I swear you'll spot out right by you. I really love you and didn't even try. I buy shots that I pass them to the thots. Them lonely, I tie them bitches in the night. I took that bitch in the bando and found a spot. I whip that dick out like, baby, suck it or not. She ride it like an Australian go-kart. I'm taking off in that pussy, watch out the park. Then she look back like, throw the rest of the
stock.
I got a bus with bundles of bitch and let ride. She want Miley, call my supply. Feed that little bitch all the dick and make her hit a split, man, on the flick, man. Baby, all I was saying was good girls just wanna have fun.
Party all night till the sun comes up.
We gon' party all night with it. Swear to God, I won't party all night with it.
If you need a drink, I'ma throw another one.
We gon' throw a couple words.
Baby, all night, we gon' get fucked up.
Baby, we gon' have some fun with it. Yeah, that's what I'm on the fun with it. Yeah.
I'm trying to get next to some.
somebody. She's just trying to connect with somebody. If you wanna leave with somebody, well, baby, let me be that somebody.
Shit, I don't even know if y'all could even hear me on that last break. I was trying to get people to call me up and let me know. I just think I heard that, and I believe somebody confirmed it now, that it looks like we have started bombing Syria. So I, apparently now I'm having internet problems. You think this all got something to do with one another? Let me see if I can get one of these lines open over here. It's unbelievable. Did you see anything on the current news about this thing going on with Syria by any chance?
Yes, Trump military strike in Syria is underway. He's joined forces.
Oh, Lord. We have all kind of difficulties. I don't know. Maybe they're trying to stop it. Maybe we need to stop saying the key words or something. I don't know.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Oh, okay. So, underway.
Well, I'll be
So.
There you go.
Yep, France, Great Britain.
Oh, my goodness. We can't hear you. okay. Maybe I should just keep going with the music.
Can you hear me now?
Look, you sound like you're over there flat boxing with a grizzly bear.
You got me for a hot second? Okay. So they have joined forces together to deal with Syria. Russia's in the back. They're saying that they will help clean up what's going on. President Trump said he was going to do the strikes with France, Great Britain, because of the chemical weapons that Syria has been using for the last couple of weeks on their fellow countrymen. So they raided them last year, and so they said it's going to take a bigger U.S. and soldier forces, military forces, to combat what's going on. So mind you, there's a lot of chemical weapons that are going on. So pray for our soldiers when they get back to make sure that they have the right gear going into Syria, because it's real serious.
Right. Wow. Wow. Okay. Let's see. Dang, I'm scared to try to play some more music. I mean, everything just like started busting up. I don't know what's going on around here. I don't know if it's conspiracy, or what. I don't know, but definitely was having some problems. So, yeah, I'm gonna try. All right, let me try one more song. And we're going to come back. We're going to try to find out some more about what's going on with this Syria incident. We're going to come back. We got the fashion tips for y'all tonight and whatever else we got, because I'm still in shock. So, all right, we got one more. This right here is some good vibes. I had another one. Somebody had a request. I'm not going to be petty right now and play all that extra stuff. So we're just going to go with this one right here. Ty Dolla Sign. So I'm him and Damian Marley and Skill Rex. We're going to have a Friday night woosah.
Let's get it. Let's go. Woosah.
Friday night live.
Girl, you're looking for somebody. Somebody you can call on. Call on when you need it done right. If you're looking for a real one. So where am I? Yeah. So where
but you happy that you did, yeah. Didn't think it had a match, but both of us lit, yeah. And you was just about to leave, and you're glad that you stayed, yeah. So
so smart that you always know a lie, baby, so am I. You're sick and tired of a lover who do wrong, even though they know the right, baby, so am I. And if you're searching for somebody who is willing to stay more than overnight, baby, so am I. And if you're needing some support instead of someone coming home to pick a fight, baby, so am I.
Trying to get live, so am I. So,
okay.
I do got a couple requests coming up. I'm gonna play one of them just because I like the song, but it is what it is. To be honest, DJs, we really don't like when y'all request music. I'm just gonna keep it 100, but hey, we definitely enjoy your requests around here. A lot of people used to ask me, like, how come DJs at clubs, they don't like to take requests? Because your request might be fucking up my groove. I got something hot coming
Patty.
Up. If you want to play some old Taylor Swift inspirational song. You dig? And we at 200, or we at 4th Street, and you want to hear some Taylor Swift, it's not going down, player. No. It is what it is.
Stop being petty. You got to play Taylor. She's making money. They may tip you. Just shimmy and shake a little bit.
I can't lie. She is getting her money. Get egg look up there looking like a dancing matchstick. But she is getting some money. But, hey, did you hear that new song she did? She redid Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah. I'm telling you. And they liked how she redid it.
Hey, I'm not going to lie. I was kind of feeling it for a little half second, though. I mean, it could be worse. You think because you imagine Britney singing it? I'm just saying, it ain't the worst.
Oh.
But Taylor, you know, she's a fire.
Hey, but Taylor's a little white girl in a black girl's, you know, she's a little white girl in a black eye and a black girl's mind. You know, Nikki said, do it, girl. Nikki said, do it, Tay. Do it, Tay. Nikki was like, you can handle that. She was like, can I? I'm going to do it.
Look, she did it.
Keep
it 100. I'm going to keep it 100. I'm a big Nikki fan, but I don't know if I want her really endorsing me. I'm going to keep it 10,000. I'm a big Nikki fan, but I don't know if I want her endorsing me. Not right now. I don't even have no who's bumping, who's getting fat other than what I just said. I didn't even open it up right. I just kind of ran into it. You think? Radio foreplay. I mean, do you have anything else in the entertainment news that's going on?
Well, you know, Miss Tristan Thomas done cheated on Miss Khloe Kardashian. Did you hear about that?
Oh.
They played the little sex tape right before she went into labor. and she took him back. But they was like, karma's a mug, because Chloe messed with Tristan when his first baby mama was 3 months pregnant. So, what goes around comes back around.
Okay, so basically, us fellas, we getting saved because of karma. That's what y'all saying, right? That's what y'all saying. Because I was going to say, come on, bruh. You kind of messing it up for us dudes. I mean, I seen it. You had the two chicks. You had the ones in the club. Looked like a whole nother set was at the, going up to the hotel. It is what it is. It is, but damn, now why she going in the labor, player? You got to be a little more discreet than that at least. It is. But, you know, I'm glad they can work through it. I think she's distracted. But I'm glad they could make it through it. You did, because, you know, one time you make a mistake, even though it's two at a time. You know, people can get over that. You know, they can come back from that. You know, maybe she wasn't putting out, and he had that animal male urge to take two at a time. But I'm just saying, I'm glad it worked out. And yes, us fellas, we're going to let y'all ladies have that. Just karma. It had nothing to do with him being a man or nothing like that. Just karma. Karma, that's what it was. Yep, she shouldn't have did it. She was how much? 3 months pregnant? Yeah, karma. 3 months pregnant with three of them in the room. Yep, karma. That's what I'm saying.
So petty. But he needs to, you know, get it together before he have more kids on the way. You know, Tristan, you know, he do play. But, you know, too many kids and child support will get you ask the other basketball players who have more than three. So I advise him to look around and put a wrap on it if he's going to be playing like that off the court. I'm just saying. Helping y'all, my brother.
Right. Before you fuck around and get a foul for traveling, trying to double dribble, you did. Oops, my bad. I think that was a little too soon.
No, because he playing with a high player. She's a high roller. She knows how to get the dollars. That's a Kardashian. They chasing the monkeys. So he better start playing. She's not the first baby mama who's just a regular.
Right. Okay. Fellas, take note. Hello.
He is, he has entered the playoffs.
That's one way to say it.
What was you gonna say?
Okay, is it just me, or am I the only one starting to think Chloe trying to look like Beyonce?
What?
Is it just me? Is it just me, or does Chloe starting to try to look like Beyonce? That's just me. Because I've just been in an interview with her. I'm like, was that Beyonce from the side? No. Then they got close. No, that's not B.
It's just you.
To look like B.
But you know,
it's just me.
She doing a lot. She doing a lot. It's just you, but she doing a lot to be black. It's just you, but she doing a lot to be black. But it's just you.
Well,
but she doing a lot to get that black card. But she, you know.
Okay.
That's it.
But you know what though? I can't take nothing from her though. You know, I had the little sniffles. I could smell it long time ago when you remember when she was not the desired Kardashian, the Secret 100. She was not. Nobody wanted her. Nope. You're the big one. That's the one that was in the movie. What was it? Rush Hour. And she was talking about she had a thyroid problem, and dude was talking about, well, stop eating thyroid. I mean, she was not so. I'm really actually proud of her. She came a long way. She's very beautiful now compared to how, you know what I mean? I'm not even talking about on the outside. I'm talking about the inside. You know what I mean? She's a strong, beautiful woman now compared to where she was before. So no matter how many jokes I make about you, you know, I monster salute you, mama. I really do. Really do. Because I like to see that in women that really have that inner beauty and really that posture and pride in themselves. You know what I mean? I love to see that.
Yeah, but I think she had the most. Yeah, I think she had the most to deal with, though. You know, with Lamar and his crack. You know, she had a real black brother. You know what I'm saying? With his crack habits. with his drug, you know, and with his playing habits, with him not having a job consistently. She really had a black guy, like, you know, who started off, you know, with promises and ended up not what she expected. You know what I'm saying? So I think she was the one who grew the most inside. She had to really do a soul searching, you know, to say, hey, I'm not going to go down this road again because I know what it looks like with a real brother. So she went and thought she had another brother, but I think she needs to continue to not chase after that one that looks like they're going somewhere and really concentrate on the one who's really going to do it right. So it'll be interesting to see where her and Tristan goes. Because to me, I think Tristan's too young and he's not ready to where she wants to go. When you're already married and divorcee, she should be looking for something different. To me, she's digressing a little bit, but we shall see.
Right, right, right. Okay, okay. Well, all right. Well, let me see. What else do we have before we get to our next break? I know we got something else for the people. What else we got? Okay, let's see. Do we got some, do we got more? Who's bumping who and who's getting fat? Let's see. What else did I have? Did you have some? I think I had some, but I can't remember.
Okay, so we all know that the Braxtons got drama going on. I'm about to run it down.
Right.
Tamar and Vince are definitely going down the divorce court. You know, they're saying it's for sure. But their family is mad at Vince. They're saying that he is an abuser. They abuse his sister. They just don't like him. Tony, you know, she's marrying Birdman. And all the stuff that's going on with her family is getting in the way with her having her dream wedding with this man. And, you know, the other sisters, they did the Braxton Family Values on WeTV, and there's a song. So Tawanda, the older sister, is now suing Vince for royalties of the song. And I do remember you keep telling us, you know, make sure that you got contracts that has your rights if you're singing in a song to be able to claim the song. You know what I'm saying? So now Vince is saying, y'all ain't getting no money. Y'all just sang on it. And they're like, they wrote it and different things like that. So we're still waiting for the outcome of this lawsuit that's saying that it could, like, be pushed way aside. But talk to us about contracts and making sure we know and when to sign on the bottom line when it comes to collaborating on the music or writing on music, different things like that.
Well, honestly, anybody in the room has to be under that contract, especially if anybody speaks up during the session at any time. That's why the big people kick everybody out. If you're not going to be on this record, get your ass out right now. Because it could be an instance where you guys are sitting there writing, and you could be coming up with, hey, somebody go in a woo. Say somebody in the background, say in a woo, woo, woo. Now y'all go, hey, that sounds good. In a woo, woo, woo. In a woo, 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 woo. That little person right there get money. Why? Because they contributed to the song. It may not be much, but they get money because they contributed to the song. You dig? And if you're that person in there, you better get your name on some paperwork before you leave up out of there. Because once you leave up out of there, you consider it as, to them, like you're not going to get nothing. You still have rights to it, but it gets harder and harder to prove after you leave the session. Like, I know people that already been down the whole line of taking people to court, so on and so forth. Only thing that saved this producer dude, what happened was the producer and the artist did a song together. Right, they both were rappers. One of them actually did production. He made the beat from a sample, whatever, whatever. Well, the other guy, the other rapper who didn't do the production, took the song, let a big person hear it, and the big people wanted to sign him because of that song. Well, he tried to take the song with him, and say he wrote the song. Well, when they got to court, the original producer dude was smart enough to know you record every session that you have. When you're writing it, everything, the notes, bink, 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 on the piano, the drums, dunk, dunk, sh, 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 all has to be recorded. Why? Because at the end of the day, now you got proof of who did what. And dude could prove he made the whole entire beat. It was his idea for the song, the concept, everything. The dude just filled in and wrote a verse. So the producer-rapper dude won the case. But why? Because he took care of himself. So when you're dealing with making songs like that, yeah, anybody in the room that's not going to get money off of it, kick them out. Get their ass up out of here. You got to go. You ain't got to go, homie. You ain't got to go home, but you got to get up out of here and take her with you. Bye, Felicia. That's what it is when it comes down to that. Anybody that has anything to do, says any input to the song, is entitled to rights to the song because they're considered a contributor to the artistry of that project. So, but now, how it works on the other end is how he's going to call it is, he's going to say he had the beat already, he had the song already written, and he paid them to come in and sing it. Now, if somebody pays you to come in and do a hook, pays you to come in and do a piece, you are now considered music for hire. You have no entitlement rights to anything of the composition because you're an employee now. You just provided a service. So you better get all your money while you can, while you're being paid to sing that hook or you're being paid to do that verse. You are now paid for hire. You are not entitled to royalties. Same with a producer. If you go and you say, you hook up with a producer and the producer says, yeah, come to the studio, I'll make you a beat. Now you get to the studio and you're like, what kind of beat do you want? And you're like, I want a beat that goes da 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 da. Now y'all make a beat, na 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 na. You're like, okay, I wanted to go doom 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 doom. Now the beat is being made. You paid him for that service. You paid him by the hour. You don't owe him no money for copyrights for help creating that beat. Why? Because he's paid for hire. He just created your idea. He is an employee, not a beat creator. And that's the difference. Now, if you need to know more in depth, you can look these things up online. I used to do paid consultations, but right now I don't have the time. I'm doing shit internationally. I don't really have time to do all that. So look it up, do your research, do your due diligence, and find out more information on the things that I just told you. But that's a guide for you to start from, for you to start right there. So on that note, we're going to go ahead and take our breather. And when we come back, we're going to have some tips on what y'all can wear out tonight. If you're going to go out tonight and kick it, I don't know. Because when we come back and talk about this weather, some of y'all might be staying y'all ass in the house. I'm just saying. But here's some new music for y'all. If you do go out, you're probably going to hear this in the club tonight. This is Ray Jr. featuring Ty Bree and Pooh Gutta. This is called Big Tuck. Monsters Radio Live on a Friday night, getting y'all ready for the weekend. It's a little cold outside. It's unbelievable. This might be one of them cuddle nights. I'm just saying.
Hey, I like that.
Let's get
come
it.
Out. Let's go. Let's do it.
Lift my wrists up. Pick your bitch up. Get my dick sucked. 3-5
we live,
in
y'all.
The backwood. Don't do swishers. Wipe me down. Not a stain on me. Bitch, I'm Big Tuck. 10 bands all hundreds. Bring the strip. Lift my wrists up. Pick your bitch up. Get my dick sucked. 3-5 in the backwood. Don't do swishers. Wipe me down. Not a stain on me. Bitch, I'm Big Tuck. 10 bands all hundreds. Bring the strip up. Racks on me. Racks. Racks on me, racks, racks on me, racks, racks on me. Put my wrist up, pick your bitch up, bitch I'm Big Tuck. I don't want the pussy right now, I want my dick up. Sick bruh, nigga sick bruh, get your chick bruh. Fucked her on the first night, she told you I was big bruh. New truck with the new guts, on them new shoes. My new chick, friend of A, ass fat as new news. A, how did the Beamer, Beamer, how did the Mozzie, Mozzie. You niggas my son, son, I'm Mr. Miyagi. A, wax, wax. Wax, wax, ready to go, go, straight, facts, facts. Niggas know me, twin roadies, bro, whip, euro, Europe. Man, that you know, lift my wrists up, pick your bitch up, get my dick sucked. 3-5 in the backwood, don't do swishers. Wipe me down, not a stain on me, bitch, I'm big tuck. 10 bands all Hondas, bring the strip. Lift my wrists up, pick your bitch up, get my dick sucked. 3-5 in the backwood, don't do swishers. Wipe me down, not a stain on me, bitch, I'm big tuck. 10 bands all Hondas, bring the strip up. Racks on me, racks. Racks on me, racks, racks on me, racks, racks on me, racks.
I'ma sit that ass on him if he got a big tuck. I pull out with cash on me like I'm in a Brink truck. You see me with all them baddies, we gon' fuck the club up. All them niggas throwing ones, tell us throw them duns up. Come here, boy, I think I like what you be doing with them Giovanni shades. See, I like how you be viewing presidential, pass the bill. Say he like how I be blueing. Shirt. They throwin' shade, it do not work. My money long, I ain't not root. I know they hatin', but they keep it cute. Cut all them bitches, you know they boo. She want attention, I want a coupe. Bitches is jealous, I do not hang. I got no Gucci, but I take your main. I pull up on her, I aim at her bang. Gang, got him addicted to cookie like crack. He say he love me, he kinda attached. He done got with me, don't wanna go back.
Lift my wrists up, pick your bitch up, get my dick sucked. 3-5 in the backwood, don't do swishers. Wipe me down, not a stain on me, bitch, I'm big tuck. 10 bands all Hondas, bring the strip. Lift my wrists up, pick your bitch up, get my dick sucked. 3-5 in the backwood, don't do swishers. Wipe me down, not a stain on me, bitch, I'm big tuck. 10 bands all Hondas, bring the strip up. Racks on me, 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 racks. Bitches gusto, I'm a nutso. Don't be wearing chains around here, my niggas cutthroat. I just beat a DV case, my bitch a violent hoe. I build a bitch, I break a bitch, ain't shit for me to buy a hoe. Hennessy and Percocets, I got it real bad. Yo girl slid me for a Chanel bag. Club store, me and Future, let these hoes go. If you ain't fucking first night, then it's shit. Lift my wrists up, pick your bitch up, get my dick sucked. 3-5 in the backwood, don't do swishers. Wipe me down, not a stain on me, bitch, I'm big tuck. 10 bands all Hondas, bring the strip up. Racks on me, racks, racks on me, racks, racks on me, racks, racks on me, racks, racks on me, racks.
Friday Night Live coming to you live from Minneapolis and St. Paul. Trying to keep our city one step ahead of everybody else. Check it out. Here's some new little cannons called Took Us a Break. Monsters Radio. We're going to open the line right after this. Change the pace a little bit, but it's still no music. Still no music.
He took us a break with a dad now. He done gone through all this cash cow. I pull up a spread that for a thing. All I see is streets when we back out. Took us a break with a bag now. Backing this bitch with a bag now. Stop them niggas stay ahead. No, I said a bit of bitches got him mad now. Ain't nothing but potent in this money, baby. Count nothing, 20, 50 cents, it's hundreds, baby. Ain't nothing but potent in this money, baby. Ain't nothing but potent in this money, baby. Landing jets at the bottom. Rolls Royce is my taxi to the hotels underwater. Quarter mil when I land, nigga. Killing them slow, that's torture. Rented out the whole top floor penthouse just for my daughter. You broke bitches out of order. I'm a bad bitch with some old money. Yeah, I'm ballin', but I want some more money. Park the Lamborghini in the living room. Elevator to the master room. My rooftop got a rooftop. Bomb pussy, that's a boombox. Bushimi this, Givenchy that. Spin a rack on some Gucci tube socks. In Dubai, skiing in the summer. Surfing waves in the wintertime. They calling me the young gunner. The way I body these jeans is such crime. They got a love-hate type of thing for me. When it kinda came, there's no thin line. I got bigger fish to fry. Eat you so-called shots at dinner time. Took this break with a bag now. And then gone through all this cash cap. I pull up a spread that foreign thing. All I see is streets when we back out. Took us a break with a bag now. Bagging this bitch with a bag now. Stop them niggas stay ahead. No, I said a bit of bitches got them mad now. Ain't nothing more potent than this money, baby. Count nothing, 20, 50 cents, it's hundreds, baby. Ain't nothing more potent than this money, baby. Ain't nothing more potent than this money, baby. Yeah. 1-0-0-0, bitch, then I got my 0-0-0-0, bitch.
We took us a break, but we're back now. Bitter bitches got them mad now. Sour niggas, they hate on me, cause I'm hanging clothes from these racks now. I was raised in a school of hard knocks. These bitches is class clowns. Giving y'all my old clothes, my old flows like hand-me-downs. I see y'all watch my snap. Try to see what else you can jack. 100 grand worth of cheese in a trap. Better catch me a rat. All this weight, I need a lap band. Pussy nigga, give a lap dance. Black and yellow Robbie, that's a beehive. Eat up a ghost like Pac-Man. Man, I love them two-seaters. Killing shit like the Reaper. Buying shit for no reason. It's always little campaigns.
We will be back now. You none gonna throw this cash cap. I pull up a skirt, that foreign thing. All I see is streets when we back out. Took us a break, we're back now. Backing this bitch with a bag now. Stop them niggas, they hating on me. Said the bitter bitches got them mad now. Ain't nothing more potent than this. Count nothing, 20, 50 cents, hundreds, baby. Ain't nothing more potent than this money, baby. Ain't nothing more potent than this money, baby.
Hey, hey, Monsters Radio. It's me, Katja aus Hamburg, Germany. Und ich wollte euch nur mal eben mitteilen, dass ich mir jeden Abend eure Show anhöre, denn ihr bringt mich einfach nur gut drauf. Immer die feinste Music, jeden Tag neue Themen und verdammt gute Conversations. Ganz großes Lob an euch. I'm the biggest fan. So, it is what it is. And E-Monster, I already know you understood everything I said. Keep doing your thing.
So, all right, y'all, we're going to bring it back. So, all right, before we get into our, you know, talking about our fashion tips and things people can wear, whether it be out tonight or over this weekend, take your ass out to the mall, whatever it is, if the driving conditions permit it. But, I mean, when you see people out with, as I would call, a fashion failure, get it? I mean, what do you do? I mean, how do you react? I mean, do you talk about them? You just let them be? I mean, do you give them advice? I mean, what do you do, Miss Unbelievable?
Okay, are they asking me or... Because, see, don't ask me. Because if you ask me, I'm going to tell you. You look a hot-ass mess. I'm going to need you to change that up. But now, if I see you on the street, I may talk about you behind your back. You may not know it. I may make fun of you. I may make jokes. And if I'm feeling petty, I may scream out the window. Don't wear that. I'm just saying. And for me, is when they mix. And I guess, you know, our weather now is having people mix when they mix winter with summer or winter with spring or when they mix, the things together. So, like, you have a person with Uggs on with some shorts and a parka jacket. That's not working, but the weather that we have today, it will work. So I don't know no more, because our weather is making us do this. So I don't know now. I don't even know.
I'm gonna say first of all, when it's not called being petty, when you see somebody like that and you talk about them and you don't know them. That's not called petty. That's called people watching. because that's what I do. That's what I call it. I call it people watching. Yes, I like to people watch. First of all, when I see somebody outside and they are like fashionable, miserable in my eyes, first of all, I salute them for being courageous enough to come outside wearing that bullshit. Cause I couldn't do it. You know, I'd be spicy and Pacific on Halloween. Like I can't even wear a ghost outfit if it ain't Gucci. I'm just saying. You understand me? So I applaud y'all for having the courage to come outside in that bullshit. But yes, I do. People watch. I will make fun of you to everybody around me. I'm not going to yell out the window like this Unbelievable. Like, don't wear that shit. No. Hell no, you look like a big ass balloon. No, I don't do that. But I will talk about it to my friends. You know, I'll be like, damn, did you see her feet? She got a hammer toe. Not only do she got a hammer toe, it's upside down. Mommy, take them open toe shoes off. You know, and just let go of the toe. I'm just saying. Because some of y'all women, y'all will squeeze y'all toes in between some shit. What is up with that? They will be stacked on top of each other like a half a rack of ribs. I'm just saying, for real. I mean, what is y'all trying to make y'all feet look smaller? Because they still look big and long. I mean, what is it with squeezing y'all feet in little shoes? Maybe not you, it's unbelievable. Can you speak for a friend? Maybe how they say it on social media. I'm not asking for me. I'm asking for a friend.
Yeah, because that's the last size and we want them. Hey, because they go with that outfit that we want to wear. And we will get them stretched. We will put corn pads. We will put anything on our feet to make sure, hey, for that night, you can say, hey, those was the Obama shoes that I saw tonight. And we won't walk around. We won't dance much. We'll come in. We'll sit down. We'll do that one pose bow, you know, with the leg behind or up, you know what I'm saying, to, you know, your legs, you know, at the bow angle, you know, because you ain't bow-legged, but you want to see the, you know, we'll do the little booty pick, you know, where you pop your booty out with the, you know, leg back just to see the whole shoe, nothing but the shoe, so help the shoe. Mm-hmm. And then by time the night's halfway over, you'll see that shoe halfway on, halfway off. And then, you know, we'll take them bad boys out once we hit outside.
So, all right, so that's that big pick where y'all actually pop your leg up. It's not about the booty. It's about the shoe. It's just, guys, we so dumb. All we see is the booty.
But the booty and the shoe helps because, you know, it gives you, when you have heels on, it lifts your butt a little bit and it makes calves a little bit better. See, the heel lifts.
Mm.
It lifts your booty up.
Okay.
And so you can have the whole silhouette. You know, yeah.
Oh, that's the truth to it. Okay. Okay. So what is going to be our fashion tips for tonight? For people, if you're going to go out tonight, what you're going to wear? What can you wear this weekend? Like color coordination, things like that. What's some things that would be good for? Let me see. We usually do I usually do the guys. Usually do the ladies. Let's do a little switch up. I mean, you can still do your ladies if you want, but what would you like to see guys in this weekend or tonight? What would be hot for some fellas the ladies would enjoy?
I would say a nice, crisp blue jean with some nice Tims. a nice shirt with a vest on top of it with a top hat or a baseball cap, or the nice crisp blue jeans with the Tims with a nice sweatshirt, or the nice crisp, I'm going to keep saying the blue jean, they need to be new, not the rundown looking type of blue jean, no, the blue jean that sets off the Tims, not the white Tims, not the black Tims, but the original Tims. Yes, sir. The original Tims, the brown ones. Yes. And you can put on like a black jacket, a white jacket, or, you know, like a nice crisp white shirt. Yes. Or a color shirt, you know, because you're mixing the summer with the spring. I mean, the winter with the summer. So you could not wear a nice shirt with some color. Yeah. But to me, it's a blue jean Timbo night. I don't even want to see no tennis shoes. I want to see the original Tims tonight.
Okay. I'm feeling that. To me, I would have to say for the ladies, I mean, I know I made fun of toes tonight, but I think tonight is one of them nights. It ain't that cold out there now. It is one of those nights to have. Let them toes show. You dig? Paint the motherfuckers up real nice. Paint that pinky toe like it's supposed to look. You dig? I don't care if they're like stilettos or whatever. But some with the little straps that go around and wrap around your ankle a little bit. You dig? I'm kind of feeling the jeans. You know what I mean? Some nice jeans or some jeans look. You know what I mean? I'm not really feeling the leggings tonight. You know, I want to see some a little more different than the leggings. Everybody's doing that. I'm not feeling that tonight. And then maybe with like a vest, maybe a faux fur vest, or You know what I mean? Something like that. Something that's got a little poof to it. And then maybe like a long sleeve shirt. Maybe like a faux vest and a white long sleeve shirt, some white jeans and some silver high heels or something. I don't know, but that's what I'm kind of doing. Something casual, but still a little bit of class. Now, I know we're talking about the summer and the smash shit, but if you want some nice summer shades, I don't know if they call them driver glasses or whatever. I hope y'all know what I'm talking about. They got that shine to them. Them will look real nice on a lady tonight. I'm just saying, let your curve shine. Yeah. Sorry, I'm having visions. Yeah, so that's my thing for tonight for the ladies. So hopefully these things can help y'all, inspire y'all to do something or wear something nice tonight, wherever y'all go or over this weekend, whatever y'all do. It is. What else we got for the people? We almost at the end of the show. My goodness. Wow. Okay. Do we got anything else we got squeezing here tonight?
Absolutely. If you guys want Jewelry to go with those outfits, give us a call. We got Monsters Jewelry. If you guys want to start branding and having your own little sayings on your shirts, we have Monster Gear. Well, you could do that as well. Hit us up at monstersradio@gmail.com. Put in gear, Monster Gear, and you can hit us up. We give you price quotes. We show you some pictures. And we take serious inquiries only. It's going to cost you some coins because it's good quality jewelry, good quality clothing that we do provide. So if you want to go out next Friday night looking hot with your name on it, let us know.
Right, if your birthday coming up or something special, you want to put your name on it, let us know, monsterusradio@gmail.com. So, we do have some nice interviews coming up next week. We're going to start doing more interviews right here, Miss Unbelievable, not only because we're getting a lot of requests for more interviews, a lot of artists are like, man, can I get on the network? So we're going to start exploiting this to make sure we get the audience connected with more artists that are upcoming, because I think that's a great thing, especially when you can follow an artist until they become great. Let's see. I can't think of nobody right off the top of my head, but there's quite a few artists that I follow from the beginning of their career. I mean, the actual beginning, and then watch them actually blossom into something big, and it's a great thing. So definitely you guys can connect with the artists, get to know them while they're still young, and that's how you get them free tickets when they ass come into town. You dig? So,
absolutely.
Let's see. So, next week, we got a double feature. We got one of the guys that I know, brothers from my music club. He goes by the name of Super Floyd. Him and Truth I Mean, they're going to be on the show next week. Might as play their song on the way up out of here. And we're going to do an interview with them. And believe me, you want to check out this interview, Interactive Radio. You can also ask them a question. You guys just let us know what it is online, and we're going to pick a question and let us know your number, and we'll let you ask them the question. So I, let's see, as I get there, let's see, what else do we got coming up here that we got to let the people know about? Anything else?
Yes, it's Miss Unbelievable's birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday, me. Happy birthday, me.
Right. Oh, man. See now, man. Okay. We're going to make it work. All right. It's like, man, I got to play some birthday music on my way up out of here. But yes, it's going to be your birthday. You take everything that you want to say in there. What you say, all you take. You take PayPal. What else you take?
I take everything. Hit me up. Just send me on Monsters, Monstar page. And then I'll, you know, tell you where to go. Just say, birthday, Miss Unbelievable. Give me a shout out. Listen to the archives. That's birthday enough.
Oh, look, you're trying to be sweet. Get your sorry ass up out of here. All right, we're going to get up out of here.
Don't be a hater.
So, like I said, they're going to be here next week. We're going to do a double take. That's a double feature right here on Takeover Tuesday. They really going to take over. So, shout out to 1G, is it Promotion or 1G Entertainment for making all this happen. But this right here is Blue Magic. This is Super Floyd and Truth I Mean. Monsters Radio, Friday Night Live on our way up out of here. Oh, I can't wait to interview these two.
Ooh.
Good night. Mwah.
To the promise, man. You made me, yeah, 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 yeah. Stick to the promise, man. You made me, whoa. I will love you the best I can, yeah.
Blue magic, blue moon. I created my own reality. Candles lit, vibes high. As I take in the energy from the most high. Paint a picture, images living, my brain is epic. Take a look at my sigil power, I'm so connected. Infinite when I feel the power, it's one connection. I'ma build in my nigga Tetris, I make my matrix.
I will love you the
magic.
I will love you the
boom.
Melanin magic, and sometimes I'm a bad habit like a drug. Ivy in my arms and shit is so damn priceless. Fire blazing flames, blue, gold, green, and it's amazing. Look up high, see the sparks as they fall down and multiply. Evil arise and I won't let it. I sprinkle it with blue magic. It melts away cause this potion is so damn tragic. I flip a coin and you disappear with no traces. It's only magic, so baby, don't be afraid of me.
Boom. Magic. Boom. Boom.
It'll be the second full moon of the month, making it extra powerful. Sensitive people like yourselves can start to feel the effects of the full moon well before the actual event itself. So just this time in general, it's just a very energetically powerful, transformative time where you can make great strides in progress.
How to bless all you niggas.
Bless you.
How to bless all you bitches.
Bless you.
My virtual filled all the bleachers.
All the bleachers.
And I ain't got time for y'all leeches. Some say I'm insane cause I know the game. Created my own lane, now they call me lame. What the fuck is y'all talking? Y'all niggas insane. I can feel the power every time you speak my name.
So
say my name, say my name.